this call. We have Kyle
call
Schultz,
15.
Commissioner, owner, founder. I don't know. Let's get him on. It's Kyle Schultz out of Michigan. Kyle, what is your official standing with the league? The Major League, is it Major League Wiffle Ball?
Yeah, Major League Wiffle Ball. And thanks again for having us on, guys.
For sure. So what is are you the commissioner and founder?
I am, yeah. I founded it way back in 2009, actually, when I was 10 years old in my parents' front yard.
Holy shit. So explain to, like, I have a million questions. I guess let's start with, like, when you started it, how many people were doing it, and how many people are doing it now?
Yeah, when we started in 2009, it was literally just, like, me, my two brothers, my two neighbors, and we were just playing pickup wiffle ball, like, in our summers when we had free time, like, no responsibilities in the world. So we had, like, two teams of five total players in the league back in, like, 2009 and 10. But then, you know, over the course of 10, 11 years, we've grown it up to now where we have eight teams and about 50 players.
Holy shit. And are you friends with all these people, or is it, like, how do people get into the league?
Yeah, it started definitely out with, like, me and, like, my friends, and, like, from there, it would, like, branch out to, like, people we'd play baseball with and stuff like that. But now it's come to, like, people see our YouTube videos and they'll reach out, like, that way. Like, they'll say, like, oh, we're in the area. Like, if you guys have a spot, we'd love to be in the league. And I'll kind of, like, make friends with them that way. But it definitely just started with us, like, in our school. Like, the word would spread, or, like, through the YouTube videos.
That's sick.
The videos are pretty well produced. There's statistics. There's replays. There's different angles that you have. How did you start doing that? And who does all that editing and putting that all together?
That's 100% me. I do the editing. I film it all. You know, we started filming our games. I don't know. I picked up the family video camera way back in when I was like 11, and we started broadcasting our games on YouTube from day one. And I guess just over the course of 10 years, I've just, you know, enhanced my work as a video editor and stuff like that. I've always had a passion for like sport media and stuff. So, you know, over the past couple years, it's actually, I will say it's been looking pretty good. And it's a lot different. It wasn't like that. Like, if you go back on YouTube and watch us from, like, when we were, like, 13, the videos are, like, they look trash. But I don't really care because, like, you know, it kind of, like, forced me to strengthen my video editing skills to where it is now.
That's the history of the game, too. Who cares? Like, yeah. when you see footage of Babe Ruth, you're like, oh, my God, that's Babe Ruth. So how many World Series do you still play?
I still play, yeah. I'm on the Wildcats. I've won six titles. But like three of
now,
them came
is
when it
that
was
like yeah, that's pre Super Bowl era.
Yeah, you're controlling the cap.
Right. I put like an asterisk by it because I won three when there was like three teams in the league. But now it's like the league's so much more competitive now. So I've only won like once in the past like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and what? How many games are played?
So each team will have 15 regular season games, and then we do a playoffs where. We have an American League and a National League, and
awesome.
One team in both conferences won't make it, so there's three on each side, and the one seed gets a bye, and the two plays the three to play the one seed in the championship series, and then there's a World Series after that. So all in all, it's like about 20, 25 games for each team.
Now, when you say games, are you saying series or games?
Games total. The series, okay. I think you've seen the videos, right? It's like three
yes.
in one day, so we'll knock out like three in one day, which is pretty good. And we're always able to like capture it all from like May to September before a lot of the guys go off to college again.
Now, is there an age restriction? What's the oldest player in the league?
We saw a guy with a beard. What's his deal?
I know that cracks me up too. Cause we always get comments now saying like, who is this like 40-year-old playing with these kids? But he's actually just 21. Just like a ton of us. Like, he just has a great beard. He plays lacrosse at Bryant University, D1 athlete, you know, We love to chop it up with that kid, but I think it's hilarious. But we don't really have a minimum age. The youngest kid in our league is 15, and I think the oldest is like 23.
Okay. Interesting. Go ahead, Rico.
I got a lot of things. Well, I get some space here.
All
so,
right, go ahead.
Kyle, I'm watching these videos. I think they're fucking awesome. I also think this is harmless fun that, you know, like some people be like, it's, you know, you guys play wiffle ball for a hobby, but this is fucking awesome because this is what we grew up on.
Couple
of questions. I see the guys running and, like, throwing it at him. You guys are actually running it out? It's not automatics?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do, like, I think some of the draw to our YouTube videos is that fans are able to pick up the rules, like, right away. So we try to make it as similar to baseball, like, as we can. The only other change from baseball is that we can, like, tag runners. But we definitely do base running and, like, force outs and all that type of stuff. There's no pitcher's circle or anything like that. So we try to keep it as close to baseball as possible so that there's more appeal and like more so that fans kind of like get it right away when they're watching the YouTube vids.
Dude, did you see the score? They just flashed to like an ad, which is good. Obviously you're getting a ton of views. You have ads, but they, yeah. they have a scoreboard with like a chalkboard.
Yes, dude.
They got a guy update. All right, I'm late on this. All right, but well, I do see on the fence there's some room for advertisements.
That's right.
How are we doing with sales? As the commissioner, are you looking for a head of sales?
Do you have a cabinet?
And what would be my cut?
Yeah.
So I'll bring you in. Advertising, what's my cut?
No, I'll bring you in. I'm buying the thing.
You're buying it?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Well, let's talk. I mean,
want to be part of the deal.
Wait, I had one more question before we start talking.
What part of
Michigan?
Rico,
you just really screwed up the entire flow of this.
What part
of
Michigan?
Yeah, you did. We're about to get the negotiation.
Fine. All right, you got to fork
You're
the guy.
Outside of Detroit,
right? We said what we were doing. Yeah, where are you?
Yeah, 45 minutes like west of Detroit. We're in
Is
Brighton,
that Novi?
Michigan. Oh, so you're closer to Ann Arbor?
Right around Novi?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got people.
Shut up, Rico.
I got people in Nova.
Well, you're
fuck.
I part of my plan was if you don't take my offer, which I haven't even decided yet, we're gonna have Tony Scheffler come and intimidate everyone. I think he's right by you guys.
Yeah, I'm all for it, man. I'd love to have anybody out here. We'd love to like face you guys or have you commentate something eventually. I think that'd be sick.
Whew. All right. So, who's
plans?
The GOAT? Yeah, and who's the GOAT?
Yeah, true.
They refer to me as the GOAT.
No, but come on.
I'm like Derrick Rose. I'm like kind of washed, but the fans still love me.
But who's the GOAT? Like, who's the greatest pitcher, hitter? Like, you got to have an answer there, right?
In my league, it's me.
Yeah.
Just because my home run totals are so far above everybody, because I've been in the league the longest. But if you want, like, last year's MVP, do you want last year's MVP?
Yes.
Yeah.
Name is Ryan Kretsch. He's a phenomenal pitcher. He was in the opening day video, if you saw him. He's the starter on the black team.
Okay.
Did he have the sleeve on?
No, that was my brother, the kid on the white shirt team.
Is there any speed limit for pitching?
Yeah, we actually do, because like, the mound is 36 feet, so it'd be like insane for us to not have one, because it's just not fun anymore when guys are just chucking it. So it's like, we don't have a radar gun, so it's pretty much just like umpire's rule of like whether we think it's too fast or not. And we give them like a warning. And it's not really like a problem just because the guys in the league have been in the league so long. They kind of know what it is now. But if it's too fast, we just tell them to slow it down a little bit. Cause like, you know, it just obviously wouldn't be fun if everybody's just striking out every single time.
Who's the most unhittable pitcher you've ever had?
I'm going to have to go with Tommy Coughlin. He's like a co-founder and he has like a nasty 12-6 drop. And he puts, like, this weird torque on the ball. You have to go look him up. He's on the Mallards, if you look at our videos. He's on the green team. And I'd have to say Tommy, just because his drop is nasty.
Has anyone had Tommy John yet?
No. I get so many comments that are saying, I can't wait till this kid gets Tommy John, but I've never had any elbow issues, no.
You're also, you're 21, right?
Yeah, I'm 21, still in college.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do with life, and what do you want to do with the league?
Yeah, I'm looking to run MLW full-time when I graduate next spring from Michigan.
Do you think Harbaugh – do you want Harbaugh out?
Yeah, this is a great topic because I'm a big Harbaugh guy, but I am very displeased over the past course of his tenure.
Yes.
But I will say it's been a lot better than the Rich Rod and Brady Hoke days because those were just like horrible.
True. All right, so
– so I'm all in.
Let's straight negotiations, yeah. Or do I care for some suggestions?
You negotiate
for the
on my behalf.
No.
Yeah, please.
I'm more interested.
No. You negotiate
I'm
on my behalf.
I'm more interested in progressing the league.
I know. Same with me. So start negotiating for us. I'll come in at the end and I'll fucking drop the hammer. Go.
No, I have ideas.
Just
to
go,
make
though.
The league better.
Just get it going.
Are you selling?
We're looking into it. We're definitely very interested.
As of when? Yesterday?
No, we've been in talks with like baseball related companies and stuff like that, but
who?
I mean,
give
obviously,
me names.
Yeah, we start of amateur status.
Tommy
I don't want to name
drop videos.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't want to like. It's very tempting for me to throw out a price right now, like on the air, but I kind of want to keep that conversation private, man.
Just do
All
it.
Give us just a roundabout. Like, what is we? Are we talking about a new car? Are we talking about an SUV? Are we talking about a little house?
No, I can't, man. I want to keep that conversation private.
Fuck.
See, what's your streams? Do you make money off of YouTube ad sales?
Yeah, we have four main pillars: YouTube ad streams, our tournament sign-ups, our sponsorship, and then our merch.
Now, what's the deal with all the other wiffle ball leagues around America? Like, are you totally unaffiliated with them, or do you talk to them? Because that's part of my plan to own wiffle ball in America, is I have to basically consolidate all the power.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a great idea. We definitely are in close contact with everybody. I feel like it's a very tight-knit group. Like, everybody kind of knows everybody, and there's, like, always these open tournaments where people will see each other. I definitely have a lot of respect for, like, the East Coast talent, which is kind of, like, notorious. They have, like, the best pitchers, and they cut up their wiffle balls, and they use huge bats and stuff. So there's definitely appeal from, like, a different variety of wiffle ball, and, I don't know, ours is just, like, more tailored to, like, high school, college kids, but there's definitely some, like, older guys out there, like, 20s, 30s. There's so many different types, and we are in close contact with, like, a lot of them.
What is the plan, like, the future plan? Is, like, do you have an exit strategy? Are you going to try to do this forever? Like, eventually, it's going to be tough. Well, maybe not. Maybe yeah.
He said he wants to run it full-time.
Yeah, forever, right?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to grow, definitely, like, our national tournament circuit, like, system. So, I guess kind of like revolved with like how kind of like Spikeball does it, where they have these regional tournaments across the country, and then it kind of builds up to like one national championship, like at the end of the year. That's like kind of what we're like, you know, gaining towards. We've already done like a few regional tournaments. We've hosted in Michigan, Ohio, Boston, and then Long Island last year, and I'm just pretty much trying to grow that and work it into like more of like a national system.
So. All right, so we'll actually, I would like to discuss this off air, but just I want it on the record right now that if you decide to sell to someone else, we will crush you.
Oh, I know.
Okay, good. All right, so that's clear.
I didn't see uniforms, though. Why no uniforms?
No, there's.
No, oh, dude, Rico, I'm definitely, I'm like.
Rico knows a good t-shirt guy.
You're very interesting.
Harold.
Not Welker.
Mike Welker.
No. Oh, yeah.
Fucking
I gotta
keep up
business.
With the jokes, dude.
I fucking forgot.
All
I
right.
do have my guy.
So wait, answer Rico's question. Sorry.
Wait, what did you say?
What was your question?
Uniforms. Why no uniforms?
Uniforms? I mean, we have the shirts. I guess we never really like got like actual baseball looking type uniforms.
Nah, yeah, it'd be like, too hot. I like the shirts.
But the one kid was in like a flannel shirt with jeans on.
Yeah, he's a non.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but we like to keep it simple. Just
play. He's an honor. Here's the other suggestion I had, right? So, like, guys might age out. You get into that point. How old are you now?
I'm 21.
All right. Guys are going to start getting married, girlfriends. Like, they'll be like, oh, I can't play wiffle ball anymore.
That's someone's daughter, dude.
Have some oblos. What is getting married and derogatory type
thing? That's someone's daughter. Okay. You're implying sex.
Okay. Getting married? Maybe in your fucking dirty mind.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
Then comes marriage.
Then
exactly.
comes the baby with the baby carriage.
Exactly. How did that happen to Stork?
I didn't pass science.
Okay.
But my suggestion is this. I'm sure there's little kids, right, who watch and like are like, I can't wait to play in the league. All right?
Yeah.
What about either like, a minor league system.
Rico just wants to get it younger, even younger.
Yes. Or a futures game. I think when you have the All-Star game, you should also have a futures game.
Actually, it would be funny, too, like in 20 years to have the old-timers day and you guys all play
that
it.
That, too. Yeah. I mean, possibilities are endless.
Yeah, exactly.
But think about the minor league draft. Like, every year you're drafting a 9-year-old and, like, you're holding him until he gets to that age. And you can be like, yeah, he could play. You could trade prospects. You know, I think that even adds more layers.
We had our first draft, actually, this past winter. We held a winter league in, like, a sport complex with, like, an indoor dome. This past January and February. But these kids were more like older, like not like you were saying. These kids are like 16, 17, 18, and they actually are like making a difference in the league right now. So it's like kind of bringing like the league a whole new dynamic. But
that's cool.
I know it's really cool, but that would definitely be a cool thing getting like these real young kids that are like 10, 11, 12 who are like kind of making up the audience of our YouTube videos.
You should have an open tryout. Everybody comes down, gets three swings, field a couple of grounders.
Let's see.
That's how they used to do
it. You got three fucking swings, and you're out of here.
South Shore Little League. You go in a gym, fucking three swings. That's why they won every year. They also had fucking Italians who grow
three
faster.
Swings.
So fucking Carmine fucking pitching against, you know,
you get
Joey
one
Irish.
Throw, three
the,
swings,
the kid's
and
got
you're
facial
out of here.
Hair, 12 years old. Yeah, you should get three swings, field a couple of grounders. Throw a couple of pitches. You see what you got. Everybody has their charts. They rank them. You have a fucking open tryouts.
But is it batting practice?
And then
swings?
You could put them into the minors. What
are they giving them? Are they throwing them funny stuff?
No,
or is it batting
straight
practice?
Straight up. Let's see what you got.
Really?
Couple of
three swings.
Maybe six. Three fastballs.
No,
three
stay
garbage.
With three swings.
Stay with three. Depends how many guys come. If 25 guys come, we can do six swings. I'll come down there with the clipboard and I'll run it. I'll give everybody an organized Excel sheet, like I do my college football prep. I'll give the whole thing. That's it.
Kyle, what's the deal with trades? What's the deal with trades? Trade? I saw that on your Instagram. Like it was like some kid demanded a trade.
I mean, pretty much it's just like most of the teams are like made up of like friend groups. So like many times there won't be like disputes or anything. But I guess if a guy like becomes like frustrated with his standing or like he's not getting enough like starting pitching time, he'll actually like tell me or the manager and then I'll try to like figure out like who wants him, who like what kind of trade we can make up. But that was kind of funny. Yeah, last year was like one of the instances I got a text from like one of the managers saying like, this kid wants out. I don't know what to do. So I kind of like had to make something work, but it's not something we face like a lot, but I guess like time and time again, we'll have to figure stuff out with that.
That's sick. Well, this is awesome, man. I really did like, I genuinely stumbled upon it on Saturday and genuinely enjoyed watching it. So
yeah, no, I listened to the show yesterday. I could tell you were into it. I love
yeah,
it.
We had it running all day during the show yesterday. So let's, I'll shoot you an email. I think you were emailing with Stephen Che. So we'll figure out a way to talk about it more. I got to actually even ask if, like, I don't know if you heard me yesterday, but I'm being upfront with you. Like, I lose interest pretty quick. So if Erica thinks it's a good idea, we'll get it going and I'll step aside. If not, maybe we'll just, I think bare minimum, Roan and I and maybe some other people will come out and maybe do a video at some point this summer. That would be fun.
What about director of sales? 100%. I don't get to go?
Let's do it.
No, you don't get to go.
I don't get to go.
No, you don't get to go.
Director of sales.
You can pay your own way.
All right.
Rico will take the bus out to Michigan.
Nah, fly out of Frontier.
Yeah.
It's like $39.
All right. Well, Kyle, thanks so much. Let's continue the conversation for sure, man.
All right, for sure.
All right.
Oh, wait.
What?
One last thing. Do you sing the national anthem before every game?
No, I don't. I edit that in the videos, though. We don't have a singer.
You should get a singer.
All right, I'll sing it.
There's no neighborhood singer?
I could do game ops out there. I'll take
who
from the area, kids who want to sing, and they could go sing.
Oh, like America's Got Talent.
Do you guys ever have like crowds too? Like, do people ever show up?
Honestly, sometimes, yeah, but nothing too crazy. Probably just like when we were at my house, it was just be people from the neighborhood and stuff like that. But no, we don't have like stands or anything, so no, not really.
Okay.
Gotta get lines too. Yeah. Man. We gotta get some lines.
Yes, we gotta gamble on this. All right. Thank you so much, Kyle. We'll talk, man.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, later.